It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protests in Denver over the police killing of a black man in Minnesota turned violent last night. Shots were fired into the protest near the state capitol, and police are investigating. Before that, the protests started peacefully around 5 p.m. Padeep Singh Badesha recorded from his home chants of "I Can't Breathe" and "Black Lives Matter." Later in the evening, police shot pepper balls and people vandalized the state capitol and lawmakers' vehicles. More protests were scheduled for today. Governor Polis says Coloradans are now welcome to drive longer distances if they are careful. The state had previously asked people to stay within 10 miles of their homes to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Polis says travelers now should still respect the wishes of local communities.
We have communities in Colorado that have chosen to be more welcoming of tourists in limited numbers at this point. We have others that are still actively discouraging out-of-towners from coming by.
Traffic across the state is down about 20% compared to last year. Boulder is closing a handful of streets today to give businesses more space to operate. Two blocks west of the Pearl Street Pedestrian Mall will close. So will a stretch of road on University Hill. Julie Kaza is with the city.
We want to be sure that the restaurants can open and maintain the physical and social distancing guidelines that are essential right now in the current situation.
Restaurants can also expand seating areas onto nearby sidewalks and parking lots. More than a dozen other cities across the state are planning or considering similar street closures. Three-quarters of Colorado is in drought now. The southern half of the state is either severely or extremely dry. Parts of northern Colorado have no drought. And there's a chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon and through the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.